This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Green Book has been described as the Bible for African-American travelers in the mid-20th century. It featured black-friendly businesses like motels and restaurants where people could rest on long road trips. The book's publisher actually got the idea from a similar book used by Jews. A play titled The Green Book opens tonight in Birmingham. It highlights the relationship between the black and Jewish communities during segregation. WBHM's Esther Chemakili reports.
In Calvin Ramsey's play, we meet Jacob, a Holocaust survivor, and Keith, a black traveling salesman who sells the Green Book.
Is this the Davis residence? Why'd you get that? That book is not for you.
This book has been a great help to me on many occasions.
Both are guests at the home of a black family in Missouri. The play is set during the days of Jim Crow, when travel wasn't safe for people of color or religious minorities.
What would you have done if the desk clerk at the hotel said, no Jews allowed, and you had been born a Jew, and he could not tell? Would you have stayed there anyway?
Jacob tells Keith how he befriended a black soldier in World War II who helped him escape death in a concentration camp. This friendship led Jacob to the Green Book, which he uses on his trip. Playwright Calvin Ramsey is often asked why the protagonist in his play is Jewish and not black, like him. He says he wanted to highlight the history these two communities share.
You know, in the 50s and late 40s, the Jewish community and the black community really worked close together to overturn a lot of the unfairness before the Civil Rights Acts were passed.
It's the shared experience of slavery, the shared experience of prejudice.
Alvin Sugarman is Rabbi Emeritus at the Temple in Atlanta. He says blacks and Jews were targets for violence in the South during Jim Crow. In Birmingham, years before the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church, a bomb was discovered at Temple Beth El. That bomb was disarmed. But Sugarman says struggle wasn't the only thing uniting these groups. There was also a mutual faith in God and a demand for equality.
And, of course, the great Hebrew prophets who cried out for justice, justice, thou shalt pursue justice. That whole prophetic cry for social justice.
According to the Jewish Virtual Library, the relationship between Jews and blacks strengthened during World War II. Jews fleeing persecution in Europe and ones fighting anti-Semitism in America joined forces with the black community in the fight against racism and bigotry. The groups often lived alongside each other in cities. Jews owned several businesses in black neighborhoods, something Ramsey remembers very well.
First 9 years of my life, I was in Baltimore. I lived in a neighborhood where pretty much all the merchants on each corner were Jewish. And my mom would send me to the store. They were always nice. Made me feel good. I always put something extra in the bag for my mom or something like that.
Ramsey says his play is an homage to the Jewish merchants that had such a positive effect on his childhood. But more than anything, Ramsey says, his play honors Victor Green's memory and the motorist handbook that made him famous. Ahmad Ward is with the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute.
This is somebody, honestly, that every person, especially every black person, should be learning about in school. Because it was such a big part of people who grew up in the early 20th century's life. Like you had a green book in your car.
Ward says the Green Book is indicative of what African Americans had to do to live normal lives during segregation. But what most don't know is that the idea for the Green Book was actually borrowed from a similar book used by Jews around the same time, outlining another important intersection between these two communities. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.